RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Very, very high on Josh Allen. To me, he's the best quarterback in football. But Josh Allen is running out of excuses team-wise. You probably agree with me. This year, more than any other year, I know they're not going to have a home game. Nobody's probably going to come to Buffalo. That would be a pretty big advantage. But Josh Allen, he has his Robin right now with James Cook. The receiving core, not the best. But the AFC is not strong. They're still, in my opinion, the strongest team in the AFC.
My guest from just before, Dave Tripoli with the FFPC. How many quarterbacks headed to the playoffs have Super Bowl experience? Aaron Rodgers seems headed to the playoffs. He's been there once in 40 years of starting. And Jalen Hurts has been there twice, win and a loss. He was really good the first time, too, when they lost to Kansas City. Could have easily won that game. Kind of like in Dave's point there, never would have blamed Jalen Hurts for that loss. I mean, that was a 35-31 game, I think. That's Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore scoring late touchdowns for the Chiefs. So Hurts has been twice. Rodgers has been once. Matthew Stafford has won. They're going to the playoffs. That's it, right? Nix, May, Lawrence, Allen, Herbert, Stroud, Darnold, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, or Baker Mayfield, either way. Brock Purdy, close. NFC Championship, got hurt in that game against the Eagles, and they were stuck at that point. It's Garoppolo who took, I guess you can count Garoppolo too, he's the Rams' backup, but I just mean the starters. And then Jordan Love. Anybody else with a chance? Kind of funny to think Philip Rivers would be next on the AFC list. He's never been anyway, even though he's been starting forever, with a break in there, of course. Lamar Jackson has not. If he comes back and the Ravens pull it out, Jared Goff could get in. He's been to one. Oladukun. Brosmer. I think I'm good. Hurts, two. Rodgers, one. They'll be the longest shot, the biggest underdog in the AFC anyway, Rodgers. So, I mean, you can't just write them off, I think. But they'll be 7th out of 7 in the odds in the AFC. As the one with the one quarterback who's actually won a Super Bowl from that conference. And then Stafford. It is open. I think, you know, it's interesting to me because you hear this kind of take about Allen, and we are getting to the crunch time here with the playoffs coming up so soon. And I think how Dave, in that clip, what he said about Allen is probably most fans around the country. Or do I need to say the world now? How do the people of Brazil, having seen NFL football up close, feel about Josh Allen? I think that is the prevailing opinion even though I don't scoff at quite to the extent Dave does the counterpoints to this, because Allen has had, I said this about Hurts a minute ago, tremendous playoff performances. But in those bigger games, hasn't won. He's won a playoff game every year in the last five, by the way. It's just, you know, not that it helps his image, I guess, in this particular context, but who did the Bills beat in those earlier playoff games? He's got Lamar twice. He's also got your Skylar Thompsons and Mason Rudolphs and so on. So I think what he said there is how that's going to be the main narrative on Allen and the Bills in the playoffs. It might even be the leading narrative in the entire league in the postseason is, can Buffalo finally do it? And that's the last 5 years, and it's also the last 40. Can they actually this time do it? The path has been cleared. I just don't think it's that much better, if at all better for them, and maybe you agree or don't, that they would have to go on the road three times versus having, you know, playoff games even at home against Mahomes and Burrow, which they've had and lost. And even in Arrowhead, I mean, they've won there a bunch. And those games are close, and they, you know, lost in the playoffs last year. I just don't think this is better. Kansas City, here's a point to this. It really might come down to how much credence you give to, like, intangibles, experience, and, quote, knowing how to win, which is not a thing I you know, spend time on. I think if you learn how to win, you have to forget when you go like the Chiefs forgot this year, or was it just that they ran super hot last year in close games? They were a good team that was really lucky. And then this year, maybe for the most part, they were a good team, but ran unlucky. And then it was all the pressure late in the season, got a win, torn ACL, that's the ball game. 1 year older, Kelsey, you know, like that. Chris Jones, I think even that way too. So it's fickle like that for me. And so I don't do learn how to win, know how to win. I don't really want to subscribe to that. I think this would only make sense if it can go the other way. I think in football, there's a lot of luck. You need to be at least this good, and then you need to get that much luck, and then you got it. But I don't think that's going to be how it sounds. I mean, that's just not how most people do this. Most people, I think, still do this as you're the quarterback. You need to figure it out. You need to win. And that's how Dave sounds. I think that's how all your favorite national pundits are going to sound too. It's how Nick Wright, I mean, all those guys are going to be the same way. Win for once or leave me alone. Fair or not. I don't think last year's path, which was as the 2 seed, home to Denver, big favorite, easy win. Home to Baltimore, coin flip, and it really was a coin flip game that you won on turnovers. Go to Arrowhead is necessarily harder than, I wonder, what would it be if all the favorites win their playoff games from where the seedings stand right now? I'm starting at Jacksonville. The point is whether the Bills' path will be easier this year than last year. So they win these games at Jacksonville. Then they're the 6, and that's probably at Denver. If the standings are finalized the way they look right now, that's probably at Denver. It could be at Pittsburgh or the Chargers, the 4-5 winner. That depends on Houston and New England. So I'm either the lowest seed going to Denver, or I get New England out of the way and go to Pittsburgh or L.A., which I don't know. Does L.A. have to win in Pittsburgh because anybody does? This is a big difference. This is a big tipping point in this analysis, right? Going to Denver versus going to LA or Pittsburgh, or is it not? I don't really want it to be. I want to just sort of play out a reasonable scenario in the AFC playoffs. Let's say it's at Jacksonville, at Denver, at New England. The home teams win, except for the Bills, who win in Jacksonville, then in Denver, and then go to New England. Is that easier than last year. It doesn't seem easier to me. And part of my thinking this way is the point I made about last year's Chiefs, which is that team stunk. And you went there in the playoffs and you just let them do whatever they wanted on offense. That was the only game last year they had like that. I don't know. It's easy to fall into, well, it's Kansas City and it's a dynasty. Reed and Mahomes. It really wasn't that kind of year for them last year. They were very fortunate to be in that game and to host it, and they won it. 803-0550, do you agree with that? Is this year's path harder or easier than last year's? Pick any year. I don't know. What was the year before? What was the year before was home game and then Kansas City at home. They're the 2 seed and they got the Chiefs at home and lost on the missed field goal. The year before that is the Bengals year. Easy home game and then home to Cincinnati. You didn't get that third game in those years to find out. You would have probably had to go on the road again. I'm not sure right off if that's true, but I think so. The 13 seconds year, they would have been home to the Bengals in the AFC Championship. How is this year really easier than those? Comes down to the Chiefs, I think. I think if you think the Chiefs are just undeniable in the playoffs, and a lot of people do, then you'd rather have it this way. And when it comes to quarterback narratives, that's it. That's all of it. You know, it's just got to be. Mahomes isn't there. Even if Lamar Jackson were there, so what? Mahomes isn't there. Or even Burrow's the second name on that list because Burrow has beaten Allen. Since I'm talking about quarterbacks and in this way, why not just make it head-to-head? So we're closer to finding out. That doesn't have to be the official list, of course, or the matchups. But right now,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
6 is Bills Jaguars. I'll put this to Sal coming back or in about 20 minutes. He'll join me at 5. The Sabres are off until Saturday night. How about them? Home to Boston. The league is on hiatus until Saturday. I'm maybe equal parts impressed and amused by the Sabres. I think it's almost as funny as it is impressive that almost to the minute when they decided to fire Kevin Adams that they've not lost a game? It was on that road trip when everybody started to spread the same rumors that the Sabres had decided. They only called it like, we're just going to look at it for a few days until they got home, and then they did the thing. But they have not. They're in Edmonton on a losing streak, probably having decided to change out general managers. They're up 3-0 going into the third period. They give up a goal immediately. It goes to 3-2. They give up the tying goal with like 2 seconds to play, McDavid. This team will just never win another game. They win that game. They've not lost since. 803-0550. I'll look for your calls after a short break. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Mike Shope here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.